Our guest at the cafe this morning is Northeast Texas economist Dr. Dale Funderburk. Dale, good morning.
Good morning.
Dale, longtime A&M Commerce economics professor. So I showed you an article about the headline, and this was from Barron's, five vibing Texas towns that aren't Austin. And the kind of the gist of this article is, of course, Texas, and we've talked about it, Texas is booming. People are coming to Texas. I think there's something in here that says Texas is the fastest growing state according to the latest census.
Right.
Those numbers just came out in the past few days. So between, it says July 1st, 2019 and July 1st, 2020, 374,000 people moved to Texas.
Right.
In that year.
With state population pushing 30 million.
Wow.
Now.
And so many have come to Austin.
Right.
And if you've been to Austin in the past few years, you know, it's a great town, but my gosh, to get around there, holy moly.
It's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare. and the real estate is just, you know, who could afford it?
Out of sight, true.
I mean, I think you've got to make $1 million a year to get by in Austin. So the idea here is, what other places in Texas are great places that you can go to? And so there's some interesting suggestions. One I want to get to, because it's the most unusual one here and the most surprising one, and we're both familiar with it, is the town of Marfa.
Did surprise me to find Marfa on a list, especially something that Barron's had done. You're like, how do they know about Marfa, Texas? But a thing I found very interesting when I saw the vibing there, I just, as you know, I like minor league baseball. Yeah. I just come back from a swing, went through Colorado Springs. They call their baseball team the Vibes there.
Oh, so, okay.
So my thing is, well, what exactly are we talking about? And, all of these that they list, including Marvin, there's a reason to go there. There's a reason that it's a destination. All of them, in fact, had a thriving housing market there. But there's a lifestyle, a vibrancy to it.
Mm-hmm.
And with an art community, of course, the outdoor lifestyle and all in the Big Bend area, Marfa really is an interesting little place.
Yeah, it is a town of, 2,000,
right.
About 2,000 people. And we were out there not too long ago. My wife and I went out to Alpine, which is right next door to Marfa, and we did go through Marfa. I wish we'd spent more time there and down there in that Big Bend area. But somehow they have kind of created a mystique in that little town. It's known as an arts community and known for restaurants and so on. And it's kind of remarkable what they've done. And you could not be more remote.
True.
Than Marfa.
One of the things, and this goes back a number of years, they capitalized on this thing of the Marfa lights,
yep.
Those mysterious lights, yep. Out there. You even have a viewing site
right
out of there. And so that kind of gave them, as you say, a mystique to begin with.
Yeah. So as they point out, we're 2.5 hours from the nearest major airport, which is definitely true. And then driving to San Antonio and Austin takes 5 or 6 hours. We drove from, when we went to Alpine, we flew to Midland, Odessa, and then stopped off in Monahans briefly. But from Monahans to Alpine, I'm not sure I saw a single house close to the road. And you talk about an empty area and a remote area. My gosh.
You see a deer along the highway.
Maybe, but
that's it.
Boy, I tell you, so you've got to like to be in a remote area away from things if you're going to go out that way. All right. So some others that are mentioned here. We're talking about alternatives. So with Dale Funderburk to Austin as people move into to Texas. Dallas, I notice, is not mentioned here. San Marcos is mentioned.
San Marcos surprised me. Of course, it has grown enormously, and sandwiched in between Austin and San Antonio. But reading that, one of the things I had not realized, I knew that what used to be Southwest Texas State and became Texas State University,
mm-hmm.
I knew it was growing. But it's pushing enrollment of 40,000 now. I did not realize it had grown.
That is astonishing. And those of us who are old time East Texas State people well remember when Southwest Texas was a part of the Lone Star Conference, and one of our longtime rivals, and
right.
more or less, on the same plane with East Texas State. And, in some respects, I know that's still true, but in terms of enrollment and just the size, yeah. no, they've just, yeah. they've exploded down there. And that is a great community, and again, that's one we've been to, and that river, San Marcos River, flows right. through the campus, beautiful thing. So it's easy to understand why it's growing.
But being on an interstate between Austin and yeah. San Antonio, it would be hard not to grow.
Right. Of course, New Braunfels also on that on I-35 between Austin and San Antonio, but it's not growing the way San Marcos is.
True.
So Corpus Christi, Fort Worth is mentioned close by
right.
here. And one thing I was kind of surprised about with Fort Worth, and shouldn't be, but Fort Worth is the 12th largest city in the country.
I did not realize it was that large. And Fort Worth, and to me, in a lot of ways, this has always had more personality, mm-hmm. I would say, than, for example, Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
It is a destination. Things such as the Kimball Art Museum there, that's world class.
Yeah. Good. So interesting article. We'll make a link to it. It's the five vibing Texas cities that are alternatives to Austin. Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
It's been my pleasure.
Dr. Dale Funderburk, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.